And here we find out that Chris has to tell Carrie what's going on, but she requests that he doesn't take it any farther than this. Again, the main objective here is that Chris knows how to forgive, and that's very important for our actors. Everybody's got to forgive on occasion. That makes you a stronger person, doesn't it? But anyway, Carrie has some plans. He's wanted to do this for a while with his client and his girlfriend, and he's going to take her for a little plane ride. And we'll talk a little bit about this whole sequence, because it was a sequence that was extremely difficult to do. Throughout my career, I've done quite a bit of it, but for Wildfire, they had never done anything quite as elaborate. We have a complete flying sequence that will take place here, where actually our plane and actors never left the ground, and it's all in the way the camera moves and the shooting of it. I remember the producers coming to me and saying, "Do you really need the propeller moving on the plane?" And I suggested to them that we did, and they said, "Well, it's going to be a lot of money because it's an insurance thing, and actors around blades and certain things." And I had to prove to them that I could handle it, and once I did, they paid the money to have the prop running, and I think that's what ultimately made the sequence as exciting as it could. Also, the actual plane flying that you will see was picked earlier, so we knew what kind of plane to go for. And then as a director, I added some sentimental things inside, like Carrie letting Chris fly the plane and touching her hands, and kind of a very romantic plane trip, as it were, that will also benefit Chris to get off her problems about Wildfire and the race and actually get back on him. Because right now, Carrie's going to tell Chris about a plane accident that he had, but he's more than willing to go back up into a plane. Again, the sequence took about half a day from this scene here through the scenes that you will see of them in the plane, and it's all about camera angles and the movement and special effects. Special effects people are actually blowing some smoke through, but I don't want to take away the excitement of watching the sequence, but here it comes. We shot the plane taking off early in the morning, and then now we are going to be inside the plane. As we move in, all the angles are dictated to make it look like they're actually flying. It's a very exciting sequence, a very romantic sequence. And again, this is what turns Chris on to Kerry Conley, the excitement of him being a pilot, driving nice cars, having money. It's again the antithesis of what the other two boys in her life are all about. And again, just very, very wonderful stuff. I designed all this hand-to-hand stuff, and I felt it was kind of important to let her fly a bit. And then we used a little piece of stock as the film and the plane moves around a little bit there for us. What was fun about the sequence was picking the stock and finally finding a plane that we could use to make it work. And we decided to make the sequence really fly here, as it were. Really a lovely little sequence. You can see a lot of subtexts, and subtext is things that are seen under, like those little eye movements and whatnot. That again, it's without anything being said, you know what the actors are thinking. That's subtext. Things that are undercurrent within the scene. That's also the director's work to convey to the actors as well. And now Pablo has come in. It's, as you can see, after the plane trip early morning, sun is now setting and shining all over the place, and this was by design. The front end of the movie was very dark and very foreboding, and now a lot of the spirits are being lifted off of people. Confessions have been made, people are able to deal with it, and that's when we wanted the sun to shine again. And it's time to get back on the horse. We certainly would not have wanted her to get up back on the horse if it was raining, so this was, again, all by design, that by end of movie, and by the onion skin coming off all the characters, and the layers coming off all of the characters, the sun shines again, and once we're back on the horse, and everything is going to be good again, with Chris and Wildfire and Rain Tree, and even Chris and Carrie, and Carrie and Pablo are even getting along here a little bit. So this is how it was designed. Again, the two boys will talk a little bit about what they've gone through in the episode here. And then we're going to have a very unusual thing take place. And we have a breakup. The breakup of a long relationship, professional, and also very personal. And it's not between the boys. Ishmael, the horse that Matt went and got for Danny, it's a horse they kind of bought together. It's like the child. It's like when you go out and get a dog together with a mate. This is their child, Ishmael. And obviously this is going to lead up into a breakup scene. And you can't blame Danny. She was mistrusted. Nobody ever stood by her. Everybody was against her throughout the episode. And all she really wanted to do was be trusted. Everybody thought she beauted the horse. She did not. She withheld that information because it was her father. Until she was really ready to say it, she took a lot of abuse. And most of it came from Matt, who's supposedly her lover and her trainer and personal confidant, friend. And she's very uncomfortable with the fact that he didn't stick up for her. And to her, that was more hurtful than anything that she could go through. You can see now that he probably doesn't feel quite the same way that she does. And that's what gives the scene a real dynamic. Matt somehow is relieved by the end of this relationship, and that's kind of the way we played this. As much as he loves Danny, he knows that it will never be. And so does she. And in a way, there's a bit of relief. You know, he's been constantly at odds with his mother and the people at Rain Tree over going to Davis Farns. They're kind of like the Hatfields and the McCoys in their own ways. And now Danny is really upset. She's broken up with Matt. She comes back to see her father. And when he turns around, she finds that he has been handcuffed, and these are the same FBI agents we saw before. Again, the family is now just imploding. She's just broken up with her longtime boyfriend, and her dad is now being arrested. And you can see, even though she got 49% from her father, she is crushed and frightened, and so is Junior, that their father is being taken away. I think it would shock any of us, especially a lot of our young viewers, to see your father being taken away in handcuffs by the police department and you not really knowing what's going on, and you have no mother, and things are just falling in around the Davises right now. And there's a nice moment here where she grabs her father. She's able to put everything away. She's able to put away all the hurt that her father has caused her, or so she thinks, because she really does love her father, and this family loves each other. But a lot of the time, like all of us, we forget to say that I love you, and everybody has their own agendas. And once your father's taken away, it's a very frightening thing. We're going to end tonight's episode with Wildfire and Chris now riding free, all the demons behind them, and we'll get ready for the next time we actually have a race. But it looks right now, as the sun shines and Chris rides, that Wildfire and Chris are as one, and that's Wildfire. Thanks for watching, guys. Good night.